The European Union urged India and Pakistan to de-escalate rising tensions following the April 22 militant attack in Pahalgam, Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJEC, which killed 26 people and triggered a wave of diplomatic and military responses between the nuclear-armed neighbors. EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas said she had spoken with Indian Foreign Minister Subramaniam Jaikankar and Pakistani Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar, calling on both sides to pursue dialogue and show restraint. "Rising tensions between India and Pakistan are alarming," Kallas said in a statement. "I urge both sides to show restraint and pursue dialogue to ease the situation." The Pahalgam attack, one of the deadliest in the region in decades, occurred at a popular tourist site in Indian-administered Kashmir. New Delhi accused Islamabad of backing the assailants, a charge Pakistan strongly denies. In response, India expelled Pakistani diplomats, suspended the Indus Waters Treaty, revoked visas for Pakistani nationals, and imposed further travel and media restrictions. Pakistan has retaliated with diplomatic expulsions and airspace closures. Minor skirmishes have since erupted along the line of control, and Pakistani officials have warned of possible Indian military action. The United States has also urged both sides to avoid escalation and find a responsible solution to prevent broader conflict. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen previously visited India in February to advance EU-India trade talks. Following the Pahalgam attack, she expressed condolences and reaffirmed Europe's support for India in a post on X. While the EU did not take a position on the allegations exchanged by both sides, officials said the bloc remains in contact with both governments and supports efforts toward peace and stability in South Asia.